Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, find out what on earth is going on here.
Nuts!
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is merchandise time, as promised. Your opportunity to win a strip of three temporary tattoos of the Breakfast Show logo that you can display proudly on your body, or, of course, the body of a loved one, which I didn't see coming, but that's just what's been happening.
People are doing it.
When we speak to our winners, they're like, I'm just going to put them on my kids.
Yeah.
It's like, go for it, man.
Check with them if it's okay
100%.
First,
don't do it stealthily whilst they're asleep. Nasty shock as they go off to, like, school holiday camp with the Dave Berry Breakfast Show tattooed on their forehead.
Yeah, definitely don't do that.
Yeah. But to win, and what you need to do is enter the ink tank. And what that is a clip from yesterday's show with the tattoos needle gun all over a key part of it. Identify what lies beneath, then the merch is yours. And yesterday, with your help, we were compiling the top 12 things that should never be seen, heard or done in the workplace. Listen to this very carefully. We're into the top three. We're cutting your nails in the office. At two, it's having your bare feet out. And in at number one, suggested by about 72% of you out there. And that is the top 12 things that should never be seen, heard, smelt or done in the workplace. So, what took the top spot? That's my question to you. Is it A, cooking fish in the work microwave? So that's cooking fish in the work microwave is A. Or B, frying an egg on your overheating laptop? So is it A or B? Your names and your answers, please, to 81215. That is 81215. Once again, what did you suggest should be top of the 12 things you should never do in your workplace? Is it A, cook fish in the work microwave, or B, fry an egg on your overheating laptop?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Wednesday morning and it is merchandise time. And joining us right now in the ink tank in Fife is Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Aaron, hello, hello. Welcome along to the show. Aaron loves a bit of Absolute Radio country. And you're a big fan of all things Americana. Please share with the group the tattoos you already have, Aaron.
Yeah, I've got a half sleeve on my arm with Route 66 and the Hollywood sign.
Route 66 and the Hollywood sign. Anna Geary loves that. So the Dave Berry Breakfast Show temporary tattoo could be sitting alongside those icons of the US of A. And all you need to do is tell me, Aaron, when we compiled the list of the top 12 things that should never be seen, heard, smelt or done in the workplace, what was on the top spot according to you guys out there? Was it cooking fish in the work microwave, or was it frying an egg on your overheating laptop?
The answer's A, cooking fish in the work microwave.
Let's see if you're right. We're into the top three. We're cutting your nails in the office. At two, it's having your bare feet out. And in at number one, suggested by about 72% of you out there, cooking fish of any kind in the microwave. And that is the top 12 things that should never be seen, heard, smelt or done in the workplace. And that is also the correct answer, Aaron. Well done, my friend. We'll send you your show merchandise. Thank you for tuning in on country. Have a great day ahead.
Cheers, Paul.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Matt, what's going on?
Well, first, can you work out what is going on in this little snippet of audio? Can you see, work out what's happening?
Nuts!
Ah! Wow. Any idea?
I don't think we want to know, do we, Anna?
Fenton! Sounds weird, doesn't it?
It is a bit Fenton.
It does sound a bit Fenton. A bit Richmond
Park. It's got old school vibes to it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Is it modern, this clip, or is it old school?
It's modern. It's very new, yeah.
Is it modern?
Cool bad.
It's 100%.
It's the latest trend, this is, Dave. Yeah, no, that is the sound of two men playing football with a bowling ball on a pitch of upturned bits of Lego.
No way.
it's the most painful game of football you can imagine.
My goodness me.
It's a 10-pin bowling ball, not a crown green, sadly. But, you know, you can't have everything. But you can just hear the ball rolling around on the concrete. And the agony as they tread on bits of Lego.
Are you going to share this video on
your
socials?
Yeah, the video is well worth seeing. It's an American TikToker called Houston Jones who is doing these madcap stunts. It's the most painful game.
On top of everything, I think it's snowing as well.
Yeah, it's so snowing in the video.
Ice cold in shorts
as
well.
It's the most painful game of football you can imagine.
Wow.
And then the other news is, well, there's massive news in the world of sports stadium sponsorship.
Okay.
Up there with the Tony Macaroni Arena in Livingston, the Spaghetti Had Stadium. It is the amazing news from America that Pitbull is purchasing...
Mr. 305 checking in for the remix.
Him, yeah. Pitbull is purchasing the naming rights to Florida International University's football stadium.
Is he?
He's going to sponsor a college American football ground. He's paying $1.2 million per year for the next 5 years, so it will be called the Pitbull Stadium.
We're from Mr. 305. To Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
Isn't Mrs. Geary a huge
she
fan?
She loves Pitbull, yeah.
Do you know, just so I was playing those clips, I thought, have I dreamt that, didn't I?
Anna's mum
Am
loves
I dreaming
Pitbull.
About Anna's mum now? But your mum loves Pitbull.
She loves Pitbull.
It's Mr. 305 checking
just,
in for the remix.
She's always listening to Pitbull, honestly,
wow.
All the time.
Oh, what, in the car, doing yeah. jobs what, around the house, at the gym?
She has that flamethrower. This is, you know, I've talked about this on the show, I think, before.
Oh, to burn the weed.
She has a... Get rid of the weeds,
yeah.
And she has Pitbull going off.
Does she?
In her ears,
well,
yeah.
She's gardening.
I'm from Mr. 305. I mean, I'm not that familiar with his work, I must admit. Has he got a lot of hits?
Yeah, he's massive.
I thought he's like more of a hype man, though, rather than a front man.
He's Mr. Worldwide. I mean, he's got
Mr. Worldwide.
He's big enough to, you know, to get
Pitbull
the naming
stadium,
rights for a sports
stadium.
I mean, I'd like to see Cholton, you know, our home is the Valley.
Yeah.
And I love the name The Valley, but imagine if it was called Ski Master Slump God. You know what I mean? Someone got involved.
Great name, yeah. You'd have to change your songs. But the whole thing with like hype men sponsoring things, it's like Flavor Flav sponsoring the water polo as well. So maybe there could be a hype man in the UK that wants to get... Maybe Bez could sponsor the Old Trafford, couldn't it? Yeah. Dated, rough around the edges, a bit leaky. Old Trafford's the final.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on your Cool Badge Day. Yes, give me the details of those crimes against cool, whether you committed them yourself or whether you witnessed them with your actual eyes and ears. The number remains the same. It is 8-12-15. And I love this little bit of the show because it's where we get to delve into the archives to find the best possible example we can. In my mind, what I'm doing is I'm thinking there's all these new listeners who might not know what the Cool Badge feature is. So what could demonstrate it perfectly? How could we get them to get involved? And we only need go back in time by 1 week to this lovely moment, courtesy of our newsreader and friend, Anna Geary.
Well, I'm a late adopter when it comes to technology, and I've recently got into Apple Pay.
Where have you
got
been?
Into is probably the
got
wrong.
Into it. It's great.
Have you seen it? No plot spoilers. Okay. So you started using Apple Pay.
But it's been around for what, 10 years now, maybe, has it? I mean, you are quite late to this party.
And I haven't really set it up properly. So every time I'm using it on the tube and I'm tapping the barrier, it asks for my passcode or facial recognition. So I've been putting my face down to the barrier.
Isn't that brilliant? Isn't that just amazing?
While it's on the thing, while it's on the tap.
Imagine being at the train or tube station where near where you live, and seeing somebody keep the phone on the actual device, and then just put they're bowing to the gods of the gates that will allow me through. Oh, please let me through into Euston Station.
Bowing down at the
barrier. Down.
And you're in a rush, and it's rush hour, and you're trying to get somewhere. Someone's bowing at the barrier.
To wait for me.
Of course they are. Thank you, Anna. Love
just
you
amazing.
For that. Set
One
it
of
up.
The best anecdotes ever.
Perfectly.
Iconic.
That's the kind of stuff we're after, basically. The number again, 8-12-15. Come on.
Give me the badge.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, and this time slot is dedicated to 5 weeks of shout-out. Yes, from 7.30 till 8, you'll be given the opportunity to have your name read aloud by yours truly.
Yep.
Or more importantly, if that's not whet the appetite, it can be someone you love, someone you respect, or you can get a plug-in for your small or independent business,
course,
which has got
yes.
Matty D salivating.
We need to support the local high street, and this is your chance to get the word out there, isn't it? Read out by Dave himself.
That's right. The number is 81215. But, of course, there's a wee hoop to jump through, and every Wednesday, it's the Wiki Quiz. So I have taken 3 facts from a famous person's Wikipedia page, and all you need to do is correctly identify who they are from the information given, and we begin with paragraph 4, line 6. If this celebrity wasn't a famous singer, it's a famous singer. He would be, it's a he, would be a fishmonger working alongside his dad at KP's Fresh Fish. The first independent business to get a plug
yes.
here. Paragraph 7, line 9. This celebrity is directly related to Doctor Who. After discovering that actor Peter Capaldi is his dad's second cousin, and he later went on to star in one of his music videos. And finally, paragraph 22, line 14. This celebrity told this very breakfast show that he's a member of some very interesting WhatsApp groups, including ones named Egg-topia, the iPad Boys, and Birthday Surprises. So who is that? I want your names, I want your answers, I want whatever you want in your shout-out. The number is 81215. It's coming next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
So here we go. I gave you 3 clues, 3 facts from a person's Wikipedia page. Could you identify who it was? This celebrity wasn't a singer. If they weren't a singer, they'd be a fishmonger. This celebrity is directly related to a former Doctor Who. This celebrity told this very breakfast show that he's in some very interesting WhatsApp groups, including Egg-topia, iPad Boys, and Birthday Surprises. Matt, do you know who it is?
Well, yes, I didn't at first, but the Capaldi clue was quite a big one.
What,
it's
his
Lewis.
Surname?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
It's Lewis Capaldi. Here he is telling me about the WhatsApp group names, by the way.
There's one called Egg-topia. There's one called... There's one called iPad Boys. I mean, one called Birthday Surprises.
That was a fun morning, let me tell you. Lewis Capaldi, so talented, so funny, such a lovely guy as well. Welcome on The Breakfast Show anytime. So well done to all of you who identified it was Lewis Capaldi, including the LM Roofing crew up in Lewisham, smashing it out today. Now, the reason I love that is, of course, we always toast the roofers.
Yes.
To the roofers!
To the roofers!
And they're in Lewisham.
Yeah.
Which is my place of birth.
Of course.
So to the LM Roofing crew, as I say, they're smashing it out today. Big Stu from Ducati in Dundee. Ooh. James at Prodor. Gary from Auto Sparks Harrogate on his way to rewire a Ford Escort again. Huh? Brunch and Brew Cafe in Richmond. Brunch and Brew, everybody.
Brunch and Brew.
You know, if ever I'm That's in the Richmond area,
yeah,
over west, I always pop in for a brunch and then... Inevitably, I'll have a brew
yeah,
because
exactly.
it's so tasty
yeah,
in Brunch and Brew
so
Cafe
well,
in Richmond.
Yeah.
I couldn't recommend it enough. Darren Morby, who is the owner of the refill store in Lowestock in Lancashire,
Ooh.
Who have been refilling inkjet and toner cartridges since way back in 2009.
Oh.
Now, I remember I was on a family road trip and we were in Lancashire and the car broke down. And I thought, right, I need to call the roadside services to get the car repaired. And just as I did that, I looked in the glove box. I saw that I had inkjet and toner cartridges in the glove box.
No.
And they were empty.
Yeah.
And I thought, what am I going to do? These need refilling.
Yeah.
So I went to the refill store
yeah,
in Lowestock in Lancashire. And I couldn't believe the service
yeah.
they gave me.
Yeah.
And that was in about 2009 when
yeah.
they were established.
Wow.
So thank you to Darren Morby.
Endorsement,
I just
lovely.
Really,
wow.
really love it. No one fills me like Darren Morby, the owner of the refill store in Lowestoke. And there we go. They were your shout-outs on your Wednesday morning. Tomorrow morning, around the same time, we'll have another game and another opportunity for you to plug your business.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
I've touched on this before, but the ideal time to be uncool is probably on a Tuesday afternoon, because then you've only got to hold on to the story for about 12 hours before you share it with us all here in the UK on the show. The worst time to be uncool is on a Wednesday afternoon, because then you've got to wait a whole week to share the story, which is what happened to me. So this time last week, we were playing bowls with Bush and Richie. The hottest day of the year so far. Matt was dressed like Onslow. Yeah. I was kind of dressed like Del Boy in Miami Twice, the Christmas special. Anyway, we were the victors. We won. It was 5-4. You can see the video for yourself. It's still on our socials. Go check it out. And after we'd finished, I was just so full of adrenaline. I was totally pumped. And we had to wait around a long while for two reasons. Richie got given a urine drugs test. Which he passed, so that's absolutely fine. And also, it took our taxi driver 17 hours to figure out how to put all of his seats back into a seated position, because he'd had them down. But despite that, despite waiting around for the results of Richie's urine test and the taxi driver's seat debacle, I was still totally pumped when I got home. And I thought, there are two things I want to do. Now, a Dave of yesteryear would have sat down and drank four bottles of champagne in celebration. But I thought the much healthier and cost-effective option would be to go to the gym. And so I put my gym stuff on, hottest day of the year, walk over there. Yeah, I thought, you know, why not? I'm just going to burn off all this extra energy. I'm so excited. And so I'm sat there on the chest press. Now, for those of you who don't know what that is, you sit at this apparatus in a seated position. There are two handles at either side of you, which you should kind of have at chest height, and you push as hard as you can. Yeah. And people are looking at me because they're probably thinking, you know, was that guy in the World's Strongest Man? Yeah. Wow. Wow. How's that bro going to lift that much weight? And then, like, people are like, whispering to their PTs, like, I want to have a body just like that guy. All the usual stuff, right? All the usual stuff. And then I move from the chest press and I move to the shoulder press. Same deal if you don't know, but you just lift up over your head. That's what you got to do. So I'm there, and by this time I've got a bit of a sweat on. Hottest day of the year. I've just done the chest press. So I'm now at the shoulder press. So I go to get my little towel that you get at reception when you walk in to wipe my face. And that's when I realise, the entire time on Cool Badge Day, I've still got my sunglasses on.
You've been wearing them in the gym.
Who do I think I am, Mr. Worldwide?
I can't believe it. Yeah, or Bono. Yeah, you're just wearing sunglasses all the time. Who do you think you are?
Is that Dave Berry? Oh, he's wearing sunglasses
training in his sunglasses.
It's such a little thing. I'm even going red now, retelling the story.
You might as well have said to people, do you want my signature?
I don't know what.
No pictures, guys.
It's just so horrible. It's just so awful to realise I was sat on the check going, working out with sunglasses on. That is so cool, isn't it?
I don't know how you can recover. You can never go back.
I can never recover. Oh, I'm not going. Look at his little noodle arms. I've not been in a week.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Enjoying that last song that really does matter. Everybody had gathered around Old Swiss's monitor, and they were all looking enthusiastically at the screen. And from my vantage point, I couldn't see what they were looking at. And I said, what are you looking at? And they said, we're looking at the lineup for this year's Strictly.
Take my badge.
I mean, everyone likes a bit of Strictly, don't they?
Yeah. But the lineup's quite interesting. I'll give them that.
Well, the thing about the lineup is, and is it just me? And it may be just me. I mean, I'm not here to badmouth Strictly. It serves a purpose and millions of people love it. It's so popular. It's not for me personally, so who am I to say? But every year when the lineup is released, I always think, surely they've done it before. Or didn't that past person do it just last year? So take us through who's taken part.
JB from JLS.
100%. He's definitely done it.
Toya Wilcox is on it.
Toya's done it, surely.
But there are a few that definitely haven't, like Nick Knowles. I'm fairly sure we know if he's been on it. And the Go Compare singer. which is bizarre that he's on there.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a strange. Like, it's a
is
good.
That a celebrity?
Yeah, I know. Apparently, I think he might be a real singer.
Yeah, he's a real singer.
Yeah, yeah. Wyn Evans.
Yeah.
And Chris McCausland, he's very funny. He's going to be on it. So it's gonna, it's an interesting lineup. It's a good lineup.
And every year you wait, don't you? You hope.
Please get Dave on there. It's great publicity for the show. Dave on there.
Well, all of the producers. We're not doing that badly, guys. Come on. It's doing all right, you know. Look, the numbers are consistent. We've got a few million.
It's great publicity.
I'm not going shaking my tush for you all now, have I?
In the living room of the nation.
You want to see me in glitter, do you?
Yeah. I'd love to see that.
Right, yeah. Well, don't you star as well. Glenn, back. Oh, yeah. Glenn's not here.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Dave, you can take my cool badge and any hope of romance from me, says Kelly. I used to love going to gigs and festivals, whereas nowadays, well, I've just suggested to somebody on a dating app that we go on a walk to see a quote-unquote banging viaduct. Now, we've put that into Urban Dictionary, no. Kelly. I'm not surprised they ran a mile.
Oh, God.
I'll go with you, Kelly.
They are impressive. Come on.
I'll go with you as well.
Yeah, if it's an aqueduct, I'm in. Yeah.
Okay, Kelly says she's going to see the banging viaduct alone. It's what she, how she concludes her message. It is quite cool, Badgie. And what an opener on a dating app.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Amazing.
Dave and the team, I have to hand both mine and my mate's cool badges in. On our way to watch our favourite football team, MCFC, I mentioned we had bought a new vacuum cleaner. It was a Dyson cordless, all singing, all dancing. Mwah! Superb. He then said, no way, mate, should have bought a Shark. They're much better, better battery life, better suction, etc., etc. We both realised instantaneously what we were doing. We started to laugh, and we are giving you our cool badges, vowing never to mention vacuum cleaners again. And that's from Rob.
It happens a lot, that conversation. I think we've had that conversation.
We have had that conversation.
Don't be ashamed.
Yeah. Dear Dave and the crew, whilst listening to The Breakfast Show last week, I was waiting for the outcome of your bowls game. I would normally have been in work sooner, but I had to sit in my car to finish listening to the outcome. I then walked into work and said to my boss, so sorry I'm late. I had to listen to the outcome of a bowls competition.
Oh, I love that.
We're to blame, dear. Claire in Brighton. We are to blame. And she says, for this reason, I am handing you my cool badge. Well, Claire, yes, I will accept your badge. Sorry you were late for work,
it's
but thank you for your dedication to the show. I really appreciate it.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the smash. And this morning, I take inspiration from the fact that every single person in this room is so excited about the release of the lineup of people competing in this year's Strictly.
Yeah, we were. Then we realised you're not on the lineup, so I'm not as excited.
I don't think
now.
I'll ever be on the list.
You must do it for publicity for the show.
Come oh, on. I don't have to do it for publicity.
Come on, you can wear your sunglasses if you want.
Ouch. Okay, so we're doing types of dance versus movies. Types of dance versus movies. The number is 8-12-15. Make sure you include your name. I've got no country for old Flamen.
Oh, good. Lovely.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thanks, Anna. And I've got the Wolf of Waltz Street.
Oh, very nice. Yeah? Very nice.
What about you, Matty D?
I've got a couple. Chariots of Fire.
Oh,
and
yes.
The Rum Bar Diaries. The Rumba. The Rumba.
The Rumba Diaries.
Great, but yeah.
Excellent duo from you there. Anna, what's your coupling this morning?
I've only got one this morning.
Okay, singlet this morning.
It's a winner. The Lion Swing.
Oh,
good.
Straight down the line. No messing with the Lion Swing. So it's over to you. Any type of dance versus movies.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Wednesday morning and we have been getting that grey matter of yours a tickling with a little bit of wordplay fun. And today on The Smash, it was any type of dance, as they've released the Strictly lineup, versus the movies. So, Quick Step Brothers from Ollie in Effingham gets us underway. Ballrooms of Fury from Jenny in Wigan. American Smooth Psycho from Pete in Manchester. Bolero, Mio and Juliet from Elliot in Dorking.
Wow.
Jitterbug's Life from Stephen Dudley. Samba L. Jackson from
nice.
Louise in Reading.
Like it.
X-Men Days of Future, Paso Dolbe, the Dolbe. This is why they've asked me to do Strictly. Kelly in Bolton. Yeah. Jiving Miss Daisy.
Oh, that's
excellent
good. That's
work
really
from Dave
nice.
In Stourbridge. And very easy for me to read aloud. Thanks for that, fellow Dave. And finally, Tango Unchained from Jamie
good.
In
excellent
Wakefield. Work. Yes, Jay. Matt, what you got over there?
A lot of mine are based outside of the ballroom and the Strictly realm. Like,
that's because you're street, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, Point Break Dance. For instance,
excellent.
From Mark, Silence of the Lambadas from Jackie. Simon Stewart says anything starring Belly Savalas, which of course is belly
good.
Dancing is also
very
a dance.
Good.
Much ado about nothing, says Tony. And someone has gone for Tap Gun.
Oh!
Very, very simple,
nice.
Very effective.
Well, apart from the host's pronunciation, I'm sure we'll all agree that was a success. Well
the done. Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that is it for the Wednesday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. It's been so much fun today. Thank you so much for being so bold and brave in handing in your cool badges. I am forever grateful. You can listen again, of course, on demand in the free Rayo app, or the brand new edition of The Daily Podcast will shortly be available wherever you get your pods. The only thing we need to do, the kind of the ribbon on top of the digital parcel, is a name. So Matt, it's nice, but it's no T-Bay. Yeah. Nobody fills me like Darren Morby. Nice. Banging Viaduct. Yeah. Who do you think you are, Mr. Worldwide? The Bono Workout? Or have I got to go shake my tush for you? They're your options.
Wow, so many options. Darren Morby, the reference to inkjet refiller in Lancashire is possibly a bit too niche, I don't know, but there's a lot of chat about Sandbatch services. Maybe we should mention that. But I think you and your sunglasses at the gym for the Bono Workout, I think, could be the way to go. Your new fitness DVD coming out soon.
The Bono Workout is the name of the daily podcast. Right, Sophie Kay's going to be here next. She has Tea Break trivia fun for you and a reminder of the details you need to enter the cash register, which this Friday would love to give one of you £270,000. As for us, well, we'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.